As Barbados continues to search for a mediated settlement to the situation in Venezuela, several countries are urging the Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to stand down. However, he isn't budging.
People took to the streets of Caracas again on Sunday, calling for the country's controversial leader Nicolas Maduro to stand down as their nation faces an economic crisis. A deadline set by countries in Europe for Mr. Maduro to call an election, or they'll recognise the opposition rival, Guaido, Mr. Juan Guaido, is close to passing. Still no sign of a snap poll. Mr. Guaido is already recognised by the United States, Canada, Australia and several Latin American countries. A former mayor of Caracas, Antonio Ledezma, has urged the international community to intervene.
It is also a responsibility of the international community to attend the problem we have in the country. And that's why I talk about the perfect storm that is taking place. Institutions mobilize people on the streets who won't leave the streets. The support of the international community. The circle starts to get closed. The only thing Maduro had left to survive was the non-announcement of Europe. And that's why he's desperately looking for a salvation with a new dialogue.
President Donald Trump has said the US is ready for a military intervention in Venezuela, but Russia has urged other countries to refrain from destructive interference. Professor Steve Hanke from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore has tracked the decline of the Venezuelan economy for several years.
They've used a variety of sanctions as they kept ramping them up in concert with the incompetent economic policies and hyperinflation now that's been going on for 27 months, and there have been probably at least 2.5 million Venezuelans who have left the country because of lack of food or any economic opportunity. And then recently, the U.S. has engaged in really a full-scale economic war. They've put all kinds of sanctions, in effect embargoes, on the state-owned oil company PDVSA. And the oil output is anemic. It's back in the 1940s level.
The economic sanctions are causing hardship, though, for ordinary people in Venezuela. So does that undermine the policy of these sanctions when you take into account the humanitarian cost?
It does. And also, sanctions, by the way, have a very bad history of not working. And they tend not to take out the targets that they are aimed at.
On Sunday, President Donald Trump said the U.S. military to Venezuela was, and I quote here, an option. But that surely won't be needed when the economic sanctions are having a real impact.
I'm not certain about that, because I think the U.S. now is planning to try to get humanitarian aid into Venezuela, and that might create a provocation at the border, shall we say.
Now, France, Germany, the United Kingdom and Spain are among EU countries that have told Nicolas Maduro to call elections, or they'll recognise the opposition leader as the president. Now, some EU nations have taken part in an international contact group with Latin American countries, all hoping to end this crisis in Venezuela. Indeed, they held their first meeting in Montevideo coming on Thursday. I wonder what kind of economic pressure can Europe and the other countries in Latin America apply against Venezuela?
At this point, I don't think there really is any further economic squeeze that can be put on the economy. It's a Maduro regime that has imposed economic policies that have created a tremendous hyperinflation. Today, the inflation rate is 109,792%. I measure this every day.
That report on the situation in Venezuela. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.